That was a tune that it was kind of like Eric Dillon had sent me that, and him and James Slater had written that song, and it was an Eric like work tape, like Eric Dillon work tape. And I always just loved that song, and I thought it was like so great, you know. And I was like, man, it's just gonna be any day now somebody's gonna record this song, it's so great. And the only thing that really, really like bugged me about it was that the chorus never went anywhere, like melodically speaking. And so I had Eric come over to my house, and we sat down with it, and we kind of rewrote a little bit of the second verse, and this kind of extended the second verse and added a bridge. And then we sat around for an hour trying to figure out melodically how to make it have this, that vocal kind of moment. Playing that on the Opry, I guess 2020, like April maybe of 2020. You know, the Opry's done a show every night for 50 years or something. It's a long time. I mean, thousands of like, and never missed a show, right? So when COVID kind of kicked off and everything was like mega shut down.
How many people were there?
Nobody. It was empty. It was wild. You know, just being in there, it's empty. And you're just like, is this what shows are going to be like for God knows how long? You know, right. I don't know. You know, is there going to be any shows or anything? And I just finished that song with Eric maybe that week or the week before that or something.
There's
I
a story behind that song.
Well, for there's been a decent amount of folks in my family that have kind of, you know, struggled with, you know, alcoholism and stuff like that. And so, you know, and I have, you know, a couple buddies who don't really drink anymore either. And so it's like, I think it was like, man, we're out and we're doing this big show, and the whole show is kind of like, I mean, our whole genre is kind of built around like, have a drink or like, you know, let's get hammered or whatever. And it's like, you think about like, man, what's the five guys in this 60,000 person place that aren't drinking? Like, what's their experience? Like, you know, it's like, that can't do it anymore, or that don't allow themselves to do it anymore. Right. And it's like, that was always something that I was kind of intrigued by. And when I heard that song, I was like, that might mean just as much in total to those five people as that other song means to everybody else collectively. You know what I mean?
I think the same guy that enjoys the beer song enjoys that song too, because you kind of know.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody's teetered on that line. You know
and I mean? Feel like everybody has, you know, folks in their lives that they know that are pursuing that thing, or has someone in their family that's been affected by that in some way. And so I thought that song was really important to, and I do think that instead of calling it The Bottle and calling it Joe, it's like, I really wanted people to be like, well, what the fuck is this about? Instead of, well, if it's called The Bottle, you kind of know what's going on, you know where it's going, right? And if you were to just have never heard it, and what's Joe about, you don't know. And you're more inclined maybe to listen to the story as opposed to, you're just like, oh, I know where this is going, you know.
Which is the best first line of a song on the whole thing. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
I kind of know what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.